We wore bloomers down to our knees and we hated them. And when we'd go to school, we would go straight to the restroom and roll those all the way up to the top.
Before you left, roll them back down so your parents didn't get
them. Yes, roll them back down before you went home. But it was just dresses, skirts, sweaters, blouses, that kind of thing.
What about boys? Did they have any kind of styles, things the boys, special clothes the boys wore back in the day?
We just wore what the boys wear now, basically.
Well, whatever family could afford.
Well, actually, time I was 12 years old, I started working and after school, and I made my own money to buy my trousers, shoes, and stuff. My mother made my shirts and my underwear.
Well, your mother made some blue jeans.
Well, whatever. I don't know about that, but anyway.
Buying them, yeah, I remember her saying that.
Well, anyway, I it was just basically how I'm dressed right today.
Where do people buy their clothes in Roswell? They didn't have to make them. Were there stores around that you could buy
in
clothes?
In Roswell, we had one store. It was called the Roswell Store. It had clothes, it had shoes, it had groceries. It had everything you needed, everything that we could afford to buy back then. So it was a fun trip to go to the Roswell store.
Did people ever go down to Atlanta? Do you remember going to Atlanta a lot? Or
when I got to be a teenager, I can remember going shopping to Rich's. We'd catch a bus and go downtown and shop. At Rich's, gets the bus, come back home.
Do you think a lot of people would travel to Atlanta from Roswell area, even back then?
Well, some, but not, I wouldn't say a lot.
And not as many as now,
I wouldn't
think?
Say a lot. Oh, no. Nothing well, like not
anybody
that
had
many.
Anybody that had a job in a public job, they had a job in Atlanta, they would either carpool or they would ride the bus. So there was really no employment in Roswell unless it was into a retail store or a pants factory or a farmer. That was it.
One thing about the factories and the mills, I know we talked to some people about the mill that was in Roswell. Did you know kids and families that were people that worked for the mill? We've heard some things that maybe they're a little bit of a separate community in the area that they weren't really socializing or hanging out with. Did you know people from that area, or did you know about
the mill workers? A few. Elwin, he was president or in charge of it. It was called, we called the Pants Factory. I don't know if that was the actual name, I don't remember, but it was called the Pants Factory by most people because that's what they made, was men's pants in there. And Taylor, both of those were Rotary Club members. Mr. died recently, and Mr. has been dead for several years. But Mr. mother worked at that pants factory, and she walked five or 6 miles. Every morning she walked, and every evening she walked, back and forth. And later on, money got tight, and the business wasn't as good as more stores were coming around, et cetera, et cetera. Well, Mr. told Mrs. she was pretty old at that time.
About 80.
Good shape. Yes.
About 80.
He said, "We're going to have to let you go, Miss Williams. We're having to cut back." And she said, "You can't let me go. I was here before you were."